getting the rest of them in order.
All right.
Just start?
We're...
Because you've got so many, we're going to look for some guidance on what we're... What grouping, how we're doing the groupings and stuff.
I'd start with this first one. And he's got them pretty well laid out with sales comparables and all that stuff.
Yep. All right. And I've got them in groups that will help because they're multiple duplicate type of properties.
Okay. Perfect.
So it's really about 10 or 12 deals.
Okay.
It just adds up to a lot more.
All right. So, Nathan, which ones are we, what BOE numbers are we doing?
First one I have is 1146.
Is that right with you, Don?
Are we doing the first five together, you say, James?
Parcel number 08-1.0-12-004-003-044.
We need to stay in order.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Totally lost me there.
You have yours in order.
Flip a page and see if I...
I've got them in order that I gave them to her in. I mean, they're...
So, Donna, are we going by BOE number then?
Why don't you guys convert to BOE number?
Where's your...
He has his in order by property number.
Page, turn the page. Get him on that page because that's the only
four of
1151.
1151, that helps me.
Page 5 of 17.
He has his grouped by the way he's presenting them. And he's got it by the first BOE number there.
If you go back one more page, that's where mine starts.
Okay. Is that all yours there?
He has that stack right there.
Yes.
It's several.
Well, then, just down one on that second page is the start at 0045.
I'll move the sheet. This is going to be impossible.
Yeah. Unless we stand, have you got those grouped all together? Is that your first group?
Well, this is one. This is one individual one, then there's a group with.
Then will you please print a daily agenda for Jim Stroppas?
26. 26.00.
You don't need the whole thing, just 1 o'clock on.
Okay, so you're wanting to start with what number?
This morning.
Tell us.
You tell us.
I would prefer that we stay in order by
so
this,
start at
or we're going to be lost.
20110700045.
No. 1146.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do, you just tell us what BOE number and we'll follow along.
Yeah. Did I have him set by me so that we can look at our paper together, make sure we're on the same page? Is that all right?
That'd be fine. Move the microphone and pull up a chair.
3006. Okay. Yeah.
Because I think we'll be lost if we don't.
This is the last one of the day, right? So we're moving this out of the way. So.
Thanks.
I'm sure I will.
And Jim, just as a side note, it's totally different than that on our computer.
That's what I looked to because I couldn't...
So which BOE number are we going
on? 1146.
Is that what? This one?
He said 1151. You said 1151.
I got the first page.
I thought it was 1146.
What is the BOE number?
He said 1151, right?
Okay.
If you give him the BOE number for this, is what they're asking for.
I've got this.
Hey, I think he's wanting to go in a different
way. No, you tell us what you got.
I don't care.
I don't either.
Okay.
Give him that one.
I would think that you would want to do it in your order so that you can get the evidence before it.
0045.
0045. Got it.
Am I supposed to start?
We know where you are, so go ahead.
Okay. This property I purchased last fall for $75,000. It was built 3 years ago, and... the assessed value is, I don't even know where it's at, but it shouldn't be over $75,000 for land and building. It's at $87,800. And I attached the closing statement of what I paid for it. Not necessarily sure it's worth even that today, but we'll go with it's worth $75,000.
And when did you purchase it again? Tell me again.
$75,000.
When?
October 29th of 2010, I believe.
Yep, something like that.
I'll make a recommendation that we put this value at $75,000.
We're going to do them individually.
Motion to do so.
I'll second the motion to, it's 0045, I'll make sure we're on the right one, BOE number, to $75,000. Okay. Gotcha.
We have a motion on the floor and a second to lower BOE number 0045 to $75,000. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Where are we headed now?
Don't know.
The next one is a group of, there's 16 different houses here. They're all the same style houses on the same size lot.
Is this the property?
That's the first one.
Okay. What's the BOE number, Donna?
That's BOE number 0048.
Okay.
So there should be several of them, but this first one, basically, these houses were selling in the fall last year. Even the spring, I've included several examples here that they're running from almost $25 a square foot to $38 a square foot, and I don't know exactly what my value is, but it's around 48 a square foot.
So you're assessed at 48, and you're selling about 25 to 30?
No, others are selling them. They're reselling them. These are ones I've been stuck with.
Okay.
I can guarantee some of them are in better shape than some of these, but we won't talk about tenant problems.
So what are you at? So what's the square footage? What are we asking then here?
It's 1,036 square feet. I think the value should be somewhere between $25 and $32 a square foot. And all the square footages are 1,036 square feet.
Okay.
They are a little bit, they're marked differently on their base areas and stuff, a little bit plus or minus.
How old are they?
4 to 6 years. I mean, 1 to 4 years, I think.
So at $32 a foot,
1 to 5 maybe.
They're at $33,152 is what $32 a square foot at 1,036 meant.
What number are you on? Better go to your BOE.
0048.
63 or 36.
Yeah, on page 5 number. In the middle.
James, you need the property number.
No, I've got it. I thought he was working on a series, and he's got an individual here, right?
It's an individual, and then the next 15 are the same. They're different property numbers because they're all over Merriam Woods.
34,000. I counted it wrong, guys.
Steve, I have to ask this question from what you said, because I've been a builder and a contractor and all that myself, and I don't know that there's any possible way that even 4 years ago that you could build a house for that dollar value per square foot. I mean,
we're not going by dollar value of what it costs to build.
I know we're not, but I mean, that's what you used. I'm just saying that when you said that you considered
it. When we lowered it before, or talked about it before, because they were basically all over the place, we had the same house was different prices all the way through, and we equaled them and got it to be fair there. Well, since then, markets changed. I can't sell them. I can't give them away. You know, the banks would like to have about $20,000 down more on each one. Good luck. And it just can't be done. The same size house over on campground sold for $35,000, a couple of them. And then there's, they have crawl spaces versus slabs. No garage, just like ours. Small porch, just like ours. They might be a bigger lot than ours, because ours are 40 by 100. I believe those are 50 or 60 by 100. I didn't pull that information out. And then they were built, in case of some of these, they were built a couple years earlier. And then I pulled some different ones that are actually larger homes that I did build that are selling in that $24 a square foot price. When I did it by the total square footage. Those have a two-car garage. They're coming out at $25 a square foot. They have, I mean, there's 1,600 square foot, 400 of it's a garage, 1,200 it's living. I don't know how that divides up on the appraised value when they figure the assessment. So I didn't really...
Steve, I hate to interrupt, but this one here is 1,063 square feet.
Well, I attached the plan to it, and I mean, you can look at it. That's exactly what we built, plus or minus an inch or two for siding. It is, the building is 22 by 48, minus the little porch in the front, or if you count the porch, because it's covered, I don't know how that works either.
Well, I've got a sale on these. I've got more than one, but I've got a sale on one for $63,000 May of 2010. I've got a sale on one for $79,240 on...
For which properties?
I'm comparables.
Oh, okay.
I have sales coming in on.
Uh-huh.
I've got a sale for one of them the same size for $63,000 in October of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
November of 2009, I got $61,563. I've got a $75,000 January of 2010 on one the same smaller square footage.
And I pulled up the same thing, ones that I built and that were similar. They're all attached to this sheet.
Right, and there's, I've got those sales.
This one here was $37,500. This is what I'm competing against the seller. This one was listed for $37,500, was sold for $41,000. And it was 1,600 square feet. This one's 1,600 square feet, sold for $39,900. Built around the same time, built by the same builder. Built the same specifications, just have a two-car garage. $39,000 on one that is, I didn't write the square footage down, it says 1,000 to 1,100 square feet on the listing sheet. Oh, it's the campground house, it's like 1,060 square feet. Lots bigger. And here's one that's 1,036 square feet, built in 05, sold for $40,500. And then I attached two different floor plans. The second one is wrong for this first section.
He's talking about one, and are we going to make a decision on one or all 16?
Yeah, because now the next one is vacant lots. It's nothing to do with house on your list.
Okay.
The next one is not, the next one I have, 02939. It's the property number, 00.
No, she's got it laid out for 02820, but.
Let's not bring up the next
okay.
one. Go ahead, Dean.
To do this many of them, if they're all the same, pretty well the same square footage, we need to establish a cost per square foot so that we can do it. But if they got the same siding on them, and I'm sure they do,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they got the same roof on them.
Yep, same do. Pitch, same, they're identical.
Okay. So we need to establish in, per square foot on one of these so that we can move along on without, you know, going in pecking order as far as each one of them. What I'm trying to figure out is any of your comparables, and we've took comparables in here and certain lots, are any of them distressed sales?
I don't know specifically. I have to assume that they all are, because any properties we've tried to sell in Merriam Woods for the last 2 years have not moved at all, and the only one that we've sold, we took a $40,000 hit on it to sell it. So
I understand that.
That says Fannie Mae on the owner, so
all those houses on campground.
That would be a foreclosure.
Yep. Yeah, but that's what we're competing against to try to sell our property.
All the ones on campground, yeah. Now, Steve, am I telling this right? They're just rode up. There was like 15 of them just rode up. Steve's houses are not that way. They're scattered throughout and got their individual privileges, basically. We got this house on for $54,730, and I can't make a recommendation any lower on it based on sales.
What year are these houses built?
This first one says it was 2010, but I didn't build any houses in 2010.
So probably 09 or 08?
08, I think, is the last year we built any houses other than one on Lake Hill that we took a hit on to sell.
Okay.
Jim, are you thinking along the same lines I am?
Well, I am. I went five lots down. There's a house, but it's a much older house.
And it's on for $38,000, but I'm thinking $32 a square foot, that's hard to build a house for.
I've got them on for $39 a square foot.
I know, that's pretty darn good.
And what we're saying, the reason we're saying that is compared to what we've
all
done
I'm trying,
a full month of it, and we that's the least per square foot of any houses that we have looked at.
How many do we have?
We're not going by, I mean, the problem is we can't go by what it costs a builder to develop anything in this county right now. There's property out there that's assessed at $0 that's been built for 5 years. There's property out there that's land that sits there for on the books for $3,800 for 5 acre tract. I mean, what is the value of it? I'm going for being equal,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it says pull up comps. I pulled up comps.
We understand.
So
I'm just trying to explain to you that we have to sit here and try mm-hmm. to figure out how we're going to do this. We haven't even touched anywhere close to $39. The closest I think we did one the other day for $69.
He's on for $39 right now, you're saying.
He's on for $39, and I'm in total agreement with the lowering of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are absolutely right. But this one here, I cannot give a recommendation to lower that house based on the sale. I've got sales saying that we're slightly low at 39. And
so
you've got them provided right there to you.
If you've got an older house out there assessed for $20,000 and it's 3,000 square feet, it can be rebuilt for that?
No. I think you're taking this all wrong.
Okay.
We take anything less than 5 years built.
Okay.
And we consider those square footages different than you would an older home. James does the same thing. I don't know what his years are.
We use depreciation.
Depreciation factor on those, but we have to figure what it costs, what the actual value is, to try to figure out. We use the square footage deal, and that's the way you started your conversation, was square footage.
Yep.
So that's what I'd like to do, is try to figure that out. And if you guys have a recommendation or look, but I can't, you know, I can't afford a...
Let me ask you this question. How many of these type houses do we have?
There's 16.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
16 Redwoods.
In this low, let me say I'm giving the chairmanship back to Ron.
No, that's all right.
No, I already did it. I can't argue with the big boy.
Can't argue with the big boy.
Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I apologize. He did not finish his sermon until 20 after. Sherman.
Would it be out of? Could we put that to aside and come and go to the lots and see if I can't?
Yeah, we can do that.
I want to digest this, but I'm.
If you're looking at 16 separate properties, can you tell me what those are? Is there a grouping that I can make a note on here to start, and then I'll?
They're like homes.
I don't have the BOE numbers for those 16.
This goes with those, right?
Yep.
The 16.
Okay, she's going to give us the BOE numbers.
Okay.
The same.
I'm just giving
this
a little update.
The first one, 0048.
Okay, all in 48.
Okay, let's get this. 48. She drinks early afternoon. Sometimes she gets stuff off.
She told me she started at 8. That's the only way she could deal with this place.
Well, I blame her.
Okay, well, I'm going to set this one aside for right now.
Obviously.
Right out.
Okay, the next one is 0076.
Oh, way over here. Just a moment.
That one is 0074 is the next one.
Okay, 76 and 74. 6, 7, 4.
071147.
Okay, so what's the last four?
The last four is 1147.
1147.
That's the first one.
That's on the first page.
Thank you.
That's this one. That's the 45.
Got it.
You already had it flipped over like on the 48, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
We're having a problem, aren't we? Okay. The next one is 1146.
Okay.
070.
070, okay.
069.
Got it.
Okay.
068.
Okay.
063.
Okay.
And the next one is 062. And 060. 056.
This might be a difficult one.
I don't have any.
It's this one before. It's the same one as this. So you guys, I either duplicated it in my file.
Okay, so set it in there. Then 0054. And
got it.
0051. Come up there.
Okay.
And the last one is 0077.
Okay.
I thought so.
I numbered 15.
It is. One is a duplicate, so there is only 15.
Okay. And I apologize for not being here during the discussion of these. Can you just give me a couple of pointers about this
group
and what we're looking at?
They were all built 3 to 4 years ago. They're all basic footprint is 1,063 square feet. His main competition is foreclosures in that community, which is Merriam Woods. They're on the books for approximately $54,000. And
are these all in Merriam Woods?
Yes. Okay. And the other synopsis is he thinks that the value of them are around $25 to $32 a square foot, which would come out to about $34,000. And they're on the books for $54,000. James has got comparable sales in the same area in the 60s. And then Steve's got comps of comparable sizes in the 39s. To 42. How's that for a quick synopsis?
I didn't think you could do it, but you did all right.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
I think that we take your recommendation to move on to the lots on this and then come back to those.
Are these the lots right here?
No, the next ones are more houses. There's four. These are all in Merriam Woods. It's a different style house. Same basic thing. Skip past it for the moment.
I'd like to hear the high points myself.
Yeah.
What's the number on it, Don?
I mean, at least tell me what they value for and what you want.
It's the same comps. The houses are a little bit bigger.
She said 5'9".
59079.
Actually, the houses are about 400 square feet bigger, 350 square foot bigger.
078.
078?
078.
078.
And then this one is 0073, and that's all in that group.
Okay, so I count four. Give me those numbers again, Ron.
The last one was 0073. 0078, 0079, 0059.
And what size are those houses?
The house is 1,280 square feet, and it's got a one-car garage, so it's about 1,454.
Was it 5'6" again? I'm sorry.
Okay. The fourth one actually has a two-car garage, so it's a little bit bigger yet.
Okay.
Which one was that, Doc? The one that has the two-car garage?
The fourth one down, this one. 024 is where it goes out.
073.
Okay.
Is that what's pulled up there on those? I can't see the numbers.
What do you got pulled up, Crystal?
That's the first one.
059.
059, thank you. Are they all on the books for 83,000?
The second one's at 77. Third one's at 77.8. The fourth one's at 84.6.
They're at $39 a square foot.
The bigger ones aren't, but they're still pretty darn affordable. Are you just taking the adjusted area divided by the price and that's it? Okay.
And if you look at the land, it's at $12,000 a lot.
Yes. I would make a recommendation to this board to adjust that land back to $6,000 a foot.
On those four?
On those four. $6,000 per lot.
Steve, did you build this? Like, look at this house specifically. This is the 3070
Bluebird.
Bluebird. You built this one?
Mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years.
So you reduce it down to 6,000 or reduce it by 6,000?
Quality-wise?
Same as the other ones?
It's the same quality, yeah. It's a little steeper pitched roof. Like, I think we did 612s on our 512s versus the 412.
Okay.
They're sheetrock, though nothing fancy. Simple vinyl windows, vinyl siding. I don't believe any of these four have any brick on the siding.
Okay.
I think there's a few that we built that do, but I don't believe it's any of these.
These are all in a row back there on Bluebird?
No, this first one's on Bluebird. The second one is on Driftwood.
But those are like houses? Because I've been in that area over there, and there's rows of houses on those that are similar, but I mean, just like complete streets full.
I built almost 200 houses in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have the similarity that we built them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You can tell it's the same construction to the same people.
Right. Well, there's four or five other builders that built out there, and they don't look any different,
yeah.
Other than the different floor plan. There's actually a couple people that stole our plans and tried to build them too. We won't go there. You're welcome to go through.
I'm just asking.
We spend all kinds of money trying to fix the places. We're done.
Yeah.
They're getting re-rented just as they sit, other than cleaning them. We've given up fixing carpet and stuff. I mean, I tell you what, we have the most pathetic set of people that rent around here, and the worst laws to kick them out. It's crazy. One house, the people left with 9 cats and 2 dogs in the house. They left them in it. Nobody could do anything about it. I had to break the law by taking them out. believe it or not. No electric, no water, no food, no nothing. And that's one of these houses, the first 15 or 16.
Well, that in itself, James, I don't know if you have a, do you have a value that you take off or something like that where you've got damage?
Yeah, if it's obvious damage.
Well, I can imagine, because I do know that some of that took place down there in that area.
Well, the thing that's a little confusing to me, and Steve, you put this stuff together, but you used the same comparables on these as you did your little bitty houses.
That's because the comparisons that are pulled, there's two that have no garages, and there was two with garages. So I just put them in there. The reason I did it is the bigger houses with the two-car garages came out at $24.90-something cents a square foot. I was being fair by throwing the ones in there that were 32. I'm not expecting less than $32 a square foot, but that is what I shot for. So I threw them both into both packages for that reason.
Don, have you got those numbers again?
I just threw 0059, 079, 078, 073.
I've got them now.
Can I just ask a question to the assessor? And just the square footage argument that Steve's using right now, is it valid for all size houses, or what do you know what he's saying? He's saying that his comparables are all about the same on per square foot, and that's where I'm getting confused on.
Well, if you take Steve's comparables that he's used, he's absolutely correct.
Okay.
But if you add the comparables I have,
right,
he's not correct.
And then what's your comparables are at 39 or 40? Or
up around the $40 range.
Okay. I think Danny started this whole thing was if we could come up with a base price for this quality of house and just take it times the total adjusted area, would that get us close?
Jim, I'm familiar with the area. I drove through, looked at the house
sure.
while I was campaigning over there.
Right.
And they're just patterned. They're just
cookie cutters,
just one right after the other. As you go down the street, you go to the next street, and they're the same way.
Streets have gone to pothole city. Can't get up and down them. Can't get the city to fix or village to fix them. Can't hardly rent them. Pretty much stay vacant about 2 months out of every 10. Pretty much don't get paid 2 months almost out of every one of them for people that just decide they can't pay anymore.
You guys want to move on to his lots and work this? This is all going to be one decision on one square footage per house. As far as I'm concerned on these houses, from what I know, I've been there and looked at them, walked door to door on them.
I mean, here's my.
These are all the four are all about 4 years old, right?
Yeah.
Here's one that's 5 years old. I'm sorry.
Woodland is probably the oldest.
There've been 300 houses built in there in the last 5 years. Is that a basic statement?
I built about 200 of them there in the last
seven.
Yeah,
I mean, there's three. But you've got a lot more that just built on the same pattern.
You know, it's not the same
as deep creek.
Yeah, that's what I helped you with that.
I think there's 24 of the little redwoods that we built total.
They're not.
Driftwoods, we probably built about 30, 35 of them, maybe 40.
Yeah.
some of these houses are the ones with driveways that are really steep one way or the other, most of them. That's part of the negativeness of them. No yards, steep slide slopes.
That's mainly I've seen most of that over around the lake.
I wish we had a lake.
Next page.
I know, dry lake. I should have said dry lake.
We'll fix that. It's they'd let that dam go at Table Rock, we'd have a lake.
Next page.
I finally found it. It's under this. Right there is where it comes up on this one.
They're all the same spot. Next page on these trees. Steve, we're looking through everything. Just
I'm fine. Take your time.
Next page is 1454.
I start getting cranky. It means it's dinner time.
Dinner time, you do? I'd be like pizza if we're still here.
Right. No.
Okay. It's on land bags.
Okay. No. So the Arnie's
already 6,000. We added on four lots. The land out there sold from $2,000 to $6,000.
We didn't do it.
Where they put a structure, we added 12,500 land value for the hookup of the sewer, the cleaning off of the lot, the hookup of the water, the laying the driveways in there and getting electricity.
But what calculation are you using for me?
On what?
To come up with the
They're all around $39, aren't they, Steve? Almost every one of them.
Of what? I don't know what the square foot price equals. I didn't do it.
Here, I can do the math real fast. I think that's right.
They're all around $39 according to what came up there a while ago.
Right.
The first one's at $18,000. The second one's $77,846. The third one's $77,842. Your fourth property is $84,500.
Now, which one are you talking about, James? You're talking about the smaller houses or the bigger houses?
All the houses are rated at a D minus, and you guys don't understand this portion, but it's fine. Any D minus home will come up around $39 a square foot.
Okay, so this one, I did the math and it was 57 a square foot. That's why I was confused. And then I'm doing the math wrong. On zero, parcel, well, don't move. Is it
go
zero?
Ahead and do the parcel.
BOE number 0059, but it's parcel number, this parcel number here. You got a parcel, yeah. And maybe I'm just doing the math wrong, and that's where I'm.
Well, let's see what you got here. I can tell you by looking up here.
The base was adjusted.
Adjusted?
Well, the adjusted's 1454 and the base is 1305.
Right. And that's why I was asking the question. So,
well, if there's something like that, I don't care to stand corrected on it.
No, I don't know. That's why I don't know. This is, I don't know.
All right, you got 70,637 divided by 1454.
Okay.
70,637 divided by.
That's I didn't do it that way, so go ahead.
That's $48. But that's also...
That's the adjusted space includes the garage.
Right.
So that's where I was... I didn't know.
Which parcel number is that? Let me look in... Jimmy, bring me the card on 18-1.0-02-002-016-008.
You got to look at it. You got to know all the
okay, what's the money
you said you want
to go to programs.
All programs.
You said 18 at 08.
08, Jimmy. You know where it's at there in Merriam Woods. If you're listening.
Okay, go down.
I'm not finding anything like that on these others. I don't know why that one.
Just what's all this? Yes. Give me his card. Calculator. Second account.
So that one figured 48. You got any of the others? I think Ron had one other there that was figuring just a little bit higher.
Well, no, we may have got into a different home too.
I know. We're just looking to see how many of them doesn't figure down as Mr. Creedon's number.
But you just take the volume of the house divided by the adjusted area.
What?
The value of the house divided by the adjusted area.
But,
yes.
The little redwoods are about $48 a square foot. Uh-huh. Mine are about $48 a square foot across the board. What you're charging?
Don't do the total price. Do the improvements only.
And you're the 48, and you're asking for 32.
Okay.
I'm asking between $25 and $32 a square foot.
Okay.
That's what I ask.
We're just trying to get all of this figured out.
James has got the other ones on for 39, which
those are the all vinyl, basically double wide mobile homes sit on a slab.
Where's the multiplier?
Then we can easily get the value
down to
about $6 a square foot.
$48.
Okay. Here.
There's a reason for it to be 48. It's not the style home that we're talking about.
Okay.
I vote we lower it. Does that count?
Not today.
Did you get it?
But he's looking at this one, 45.
Okay.
To D, 42, 46.
You do something wrong?
No.
Well, you left in an awful big hurry.
Oh, my goodness.
It's 42, 46 a square foot. Based on a D. Construction units are.
James, you made a recommendation on the land on these four parcels of property. Do you have any other recommendations for these four parcels?
Well, I have a comment to the value of the property.
I'll come back to you.
Okay.
James, do you have any other comments about?
Not on the four, no.
Go ahead, sir.
On the property, we have lots later in the subdivision that we're going to be discussing that I'm arguing price on too. So you might want to wait on putting a value on those.
No, I wasn't asking to make a decision. I was just asking him for any more comments.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was giving more comments. I may not have understood it, but I was commenting.
You're going to be limited to 314 comments.
Or one I can see taking the one that's
to the 39. Could we set those four houses at 39?
That's what I would. My recommendation is.
Motion to do so.
Second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to reduce the valuation of the properties.
Improvements. Right, is it improvements
total,
only?
Is it total is your recommendation or?
Improvements only.
The improvements only.
I will, but you had already made a recommendation on those four parcels of property for the land. Is that still there?
Well, if we keep minusing, we're going to be down below market value.
I'm just asking you what your recommendation is, and then I'll follow up with the motion. I'm not clear, James. I'm ready to call for a motion that you are recommending. I'm just not sure what your recommendation is.
I'm not going off his recommendation. I made the motion for $39 a square foot on the house.
On the improvements?
Yep.
You guys will have to remember in the calculation, my guys can make numbers work, but it's awfully hard to get to $39 a square foot because we grade, come through the process. We'll do the best we can to be.
You don't want 39-ish, do you, Ron?
Well, I'm telling you, $39 a square foot to fit the formula.
My only comment is, why would it be $39 a square foot living space and $39 a square foot on garage?
It's not that. That's where you're confused, Steve.
Okay.
The garage is put on at a percentage, 4/10 of what the value of the house. So if you've got a 800-foot square foot garage, you're just getting charged for 200 foot of house. It's put on at 4/10 of finished value.
Okay, but the total square footage is still correct.
The base area would be correct.
Okay.
Your adjusted is where you add your garages and porches. Your porch goes on at 1/10% of the house.
one-tenth of 1%.
Okay.
So you're not getting charged for the entire square footage of the house.
Okay.
With the garage as 100%. That's how come your adjusteds don't double or whatever?
I know there's all kinds of other things that you figure. No, I don't know the
That's how the
calculation.
And most of those garages are just 20 foot deep. And
mm-hmm. And that's why I picked the $32 a square foot instead of the 25 when I was talking earlier, because the houses that were 25 had a two-car garage.
So on that garage, you're just getting charged 200 square foot at the $39. So you're actually just getting charged on the total of the garage probably $10 a square foot.
But if you take a 1,200 square foot house, how much am I getting charged for garage space? On a 1,280 square foot house, how many square feet am I being charged for?
This garage is just 12 by 20. Does that sound right?
240, yeah.
Okay, so you're getting charged 240 times 0.6 equals 144 feet at $39 times $39 equals $5,616.
Equals how much?
$5,616.
So you said 4/10.
Six-tenths.
Oh, okay.
That's a finished out garage. It's got sheetrock on the inside.
You did say 4/10. So.
Okay. It's 6/10 garage.
You guys are talking in tenths. I'm ready for a fifth.
12 times 20 times 0.6, 144 feet times 50 times 39 is $5,616 to build that garage onto the house.
And we know we can beat that price today.
I don't think you can.
I built storage units for $12 a square foot with electricity, garage doors, roofs, concrete, asphalt, and fence.
$12 a square foot. Let's see how much that figures. 12 times 20 equals times $12. You can put me in an automatic garage door and all that stuff for $2,800 in a garage.
A 1,200 square foot garage, building it with the house, certainly.
That's how it's figured.
Are those storage units finished out at all? I mean, do they have sheetrock in them?
No. They got metal walls inside. Sheetrock's cheaper than the metal.
Okay.
But these garages, though, I mean, they're finished out on the inside?
These garages are finished out on the inside with sheetrock. The storage is finished with metal walls on the inside. The metal costs more than the sheetrock.
Okay. Yeah, I think it came out with like $23 a square foot on a garage.
Mm-hmm. Should be between 12 and 15. That's what it was costing us to build a garage and add to a garage.
I thought you said 12 for the storage unit.
Yeah. I'm saying what it cost us for a garage back in the heyday, 4 or 5 years ago, where it was about $12 to $15 a square foot cost for a garage.
Now, these have concrete floors in them, don't they?
Yes.
Can I have clarification on the motion that's on the floor, sir?
$39 per square foot.
Base area or adjusted? Base area, right?
I was using, just like Mr. Creedon did, when it really
adjusted.
Adjusted.
Yeah, when he came in and give the...
Okay. So, I'm just clarifying. It's $39 for the adjusted area on the improvements. Correct?
That's, he asked for 32 on the adjusted, right?
Correct. But 39 is the other houses that James had set.
That's what my motion was.
Okay, and I seconded that motion. Okay.
We're talking about four
BOE numbers 0059, 0073, 0078, and 0079. The motion is to establish $39 per square foot total, which includes the adjusted area. Is that correct?
That's correct. When I ask James one question, does he want me at that point to add the $6,000? Does that have an effect on the total? You made a recommendation of $6,000. Does the my motion affect the $6,000 because of the percentage of property on that?
It doesn't affect it because it's not part of the motion.
Well, I was going to amend it, but I was going to add it to it. If it well, we can make it a second motion. That's fine. There's a recommendation to him earlier before I did this.
That would take this house from 85,000 down to 69,206 without an adjustment to the land.
Okay.
Which one is that?
That's the big one, the 1454.
The one that Jimmy brought down here.
We've got it on at 83, not 85.
Well, we dropped him a little bit. I was just looking at this card here and made the adjustment. Okay. But you'd be dropping down to the 66 range on that without an adjustment to the land. I would say no to the land. But you guys do whatever you want to do. I've got those sales you can look at that's saying we're not that far off.
You need a copy of my sales to look
We've
at?
Got them here on each one.
Okay. I didn't know if they had them up there.
Yeah, we've got them attached.
Okay.
But like I say, those is all attached to every house you have.
Right.
Steve, where's the bigger houses located? Are they on the same streets?
I got one on Bluebird in the Driftwood subdivision. I got one on Lake Hill, up off of EE Highway on the opposite end of Merriam Woods. They're all in Merriam Woods.
I know. What I'm asking is, as you go down those streets and you've got these 24 that we talked about earlier, 16, are these bigger houses in the same row of houses?
With other houses?
Uh-huh.
The one on Bluebird is.
Yeah.
The one on Woodland is on a gravel road between an empty lot, two other mobiles out back, I believe. And then the one on Sleepy Hollow is a deteriorated road that requires grading about daily to get into the driveway. Woodland, unfortunately, the builder put the driveway in. You pretty much can't park in a driveway. You can't get into the garage.
Tim, if you're listening to me, can you get a map of that campground road that's got those 20 houses lined up in a row? I'd like to show those in comparables to Mr. Creedon's homes that's scattered throughout Merriam Woods and show the difference to the board.
Yeah, that'll help my case quite a bit.
Why would that help your case, Steve? These are little bitty houses.
Because you're going to see that all the driveways are level and flat and the yards are level and flat and the yards are bigger. So, yeah, it's going to help me. The road's good and decent, doesn't have potholes. You can make that whole loop without any problem. Merriam Woods does not maintain one road to any property that we own.
We've got employees of the courthouse to give $99,000 for these homes. And they're not in no row. They're in a good area. And
so the four houses I built in a row on Oakwood makes those houses worth less because they're side by side? I mean, Oakwood, we built several nice houses there. We got some down on Oakwood that I've got on this list of 15 that are...
There's your houses right
besides,
there.
Besides mobiles.
Now, you tell me that that row of houses up there has any comparison to going off down here somewhere and picking a nice home on a single lot or two houses together. There's seven or there's bunches of them.
Go to 6037 Woodland. Look at the mobiles beside it. The mobile across the street is abandoned and needs to be torn down. The mobile to the right is abandoned and needs to be torn down. Yeah, that is much better right there. Go drive that street.
I drove it many times. I measured every one of them.
And it's better than any street my houses are on. The exception is Oakwood is the only good street I have.
Can you get up there on those houses, can we get a size of those lots and see what they had to plat them out at? 54 by 129. They were 25-foot lots to begin with. Okay.
So 54 by 129. So they're almost half again bigger.
I thought yours was 40 by 1.
40 by 100. Most of them. There's a couple that are a little bit bigger.
You gentlemen put aside that you were discussing 15 houses when I came in. We moved on to four others. The 15 are on hold. So go back and tell me the difference between those 15 and these four, if somebody would.
One car garage and about 240 square feet of living space.
If I'm not mistaken, three of the four homes are one car garages, and there was a two car garage.
Right here, yeah, there's the pile that we're talking about with four. If you look on the last two pages, do you have these pages?
I have been through those, yeah.
Okay.
These are the two different floor plans of the house. That is the floor plan to the bigger houses, except for the one that has a two car garage, we added 8 feet.
Okay.
This is the floor plan to the smaller one.
I said I had that. I don't have this unless it's in here.
Okay. I got lots of them.
Thank you.
Jeff, are you familiar with the great
thing about that area? Yes. If you
I'm fine.
But I really can't tell you which ones.
I mean, I walked all the subdivisions out, and I know.
I did two in that, just this past year.
And everything. I mean, I know what these houses look like. They're just
right.
Steve, what were you selling for hot and heavy back in 08?
We never sold the Redwoods hot and heavy, but the Driftwoods sold from 89 to 99 with a one-car garage.
Well, you see,
two-car garage, I think.
Also, you can hear me count.
Only built two of them, so and we sat on one
Redwood
of them.
Selling for?
I don't know what he was selling them for. I know we were building them for 68.
Was cost the
same
to
build them? Yep. That's with our profit.
Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to make a little.
We made a little.
Good. I'll call for a vote on the motion for the $39 a square foot on the adjusted area on those four homes. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries with one abstention, 3-1. I took my shoes off so I could sneak up on James over there.
He's sneaky.
Motion to apply the $39 to the other 16 houses.
15?
15.
I'm going to second the motion.
Okay, gentlemen, this is the 15 when I came in, you mean?
Right.
All right. I don't have...
I only have 14.
We had one, and then we had the other 14 added on. And he had one duplicate, right?
There was 16, I said, but there's technically only 15 because one was a duplicate.
Yeah, but you took one, and then we added 14.
14, correct.
15 altogether.
Right.
15 altogether. Here, I'll give you. Here's my sheet. I'm glad you got my house.
That's not doing anything to the property.
And we're holding off on the land discussions until we get land discussions up here. So.
Give me one of the first numbers on that deal. What's one of the first numbers on that?
48. 0048, I think, is what it was.
0048.
It was?
On page 5.
Okay, 18.
So we're going to get a... Move on, though.
There's a couple other caveats in those lots that are minor.
Is it... Land improvement, you're talking about land differences or?
A couple of them are addresses. One is on actually two lots instead of one lot, which comes back up on the lot deal.
Okay.
One has an address that needs to be corrected. Nope, two have an address that need to be corrected.
Donna can take care of the addresses corrections, right?
Yes, if you have them changed on here.
I don't have them necessarily changed on there.
If you give them to me, I'll make sure they're changed.
Okay.
I've identified 15 properties. If I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, you've made a motion to establish $39 per square foot on total adjusted area for the 15 properties, which are numbered. Are we ready? 1146, 1147, 1148, 0051, 0054, 0056, 0060, 0062, 0063, 0068, 0069, 0070, 0074, 0076, and 0077.
And before you finish that motion,
okay.
You said 1148?
It's on 0048. It's on 1148.
I'm sorry, I just misread it. I do have 0048 written down.
Okay, then I
have it marked that way. Is that what I understood the motion to be?
Yes, on that.
Okay. Steve?
I would also ask that they adjust the square footage to match what was built, which is on those plans I gave you, which is 1,036 square feet with an adjusted space of 1,056.
Discussion on the motion? Gentlemen? None?
We would be clear to go measure anything that Steve thought was wrong.
Okay.
I don't care to do that. Because we re-measured him three times already and we think we're
good. Go ahead, Steve.
Or Nathan.
Steve.
Well, that's all him like that.
The repos are selling for right at $40,000. We lower these to that, which were just low on improvements. When the repos are gone, I mean, we all know that has adjusted and messed up the market. When they're gone, there's more value in that home than that. So your 39 puts it at, and you add the land about 45,000, and I think that's a little low. A lot low? No, but a little low. And so that's why I'm a no vote.
I thought the first house was on 39.
I thought it was too.
And then it wasn't 100% 39, but I thought they were pretty consistent.
That's where I come up with the figures.
This house, you guys, it's going to be $54,700. It's on for $39.20 a square foot.
That's what I thought you said to start off with.
What we're doing is just establishing 39 basically as a square footage price in Merriam Woods is what I'm trying to.
You're talking about 0048?
No, parcel number 08.
Yeah.
1.0, 01, 003, 016, 026.000.
And if you take the adjusted area 1067 times 39, comes to
Well, we sit here and have an act normal. You want me to act normal? Over on the far side, we have to add air conditioning and extra features.
He lost me.
You take your square foot cost, but then you add your extra features for air conditioning, electricity, heating.
So you're not at 39 foot, no. The way we see it.
No.
Well, I get a value of $41,613 based on the motion. That's right. A $40,000 decrease.
And if you use the right square footage, it's $40,482.
Is it on the same houses as the other houses too, James?
Mm-hmm. My recommendation on this one, you guys have got a motion on the floor. Those houses are nothing wrong with their value. Can't see it even in Steve's versus mine.
How can you not see it when they're there?
Because you use the same comparables on every house you've got, and every one of them is a foreclosure. Every single one of them.
But that's what I'm competing against. I can't sell property because there's a bunch of foreclosures on the market. There was all of last year. I'm basing this on last year.
Let me go back through and read the dates of arm length transactions the assessors had that are not foreclosures. You guys have these on record.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, November of 2010, one of these houses sold for $72,900. Now, that's not a foreclosure. January of 2010, a smaller home than this sold for $75,000 in the same neighborhood.
What are the two addresses?
I'd have to pull the cards. This just shows the sales with signed affidavits.
I've got a comment, mate.
Yes, sir.
Comment is, I used James' figures that he gave on the first house. I think it's what Jim used also.
What?
But you're saying you made a mistake.
I sure did. I didn't add the extra feature.
I'm using the figures that he gave me on the first house to make my adjustment. Is that what you did too, Jim?
Well, all I was doing, James, so you know, I think I was taking the adjusted area, taking it times 39, and that gave me a number. And then you add the land, and that gets, like on this scenario, 1,067 times 39, which would be 4,163 versus, so it would be an 8,000 reduction plus the land value, would get you to from 54 to 45.6. That's what I did, and I think that's what we did that times all of them. How much does that mess you up? Oh, sorry.
Do you count overhangs when you measure?
It's $8,000 a house.
What?
It's $8,000 a house wrong. That's for heating and cooling.
If we did it that way.
And the comps that I used range from 25 to 32.
Close to you.
For your edification, I'm the one that knocked it off.
Did I get there?
Might be the last thing I own up to.
So
yes.
I'm perplexed because if I did the math, then it's closer to $47 a square foot.
I made a motion upon James' statement of square
foot. 47.
He was wrong.
Well, I don't know that you made the motion wrong. You made a motion for square foot cost. If you think $39 is what you've made the motion for, whatever it totals through the formula will give you the value of the house. So if you're lowering from 47 to 39, you're decreasing to the taxpayer's wishes.
Right.
Not as much, but you are saying, and your argument has been, you can't build a house for less than $39 a square foot, and that was the motion.
Right, but we didn't know you were taking in the extra things that we didn't know. We assumed that was that at 39, that was all in.
We just figured
right.
out.
And that's where the difference
that's
is.
That's where the difference was. I just assumed it was the total.
A 1,016-foot house on May 2010 sold for $63,000. It's right on your list, guys.
Well, which house is it? What's the address?
I can have her type it up there and see if it'll come up on the map.
Let's do it and see.
Okay, let's go.
I'd like to know.
Are you ready?
Yep.
08-1.0.
It's in the wrong column.
You're in the wrong column. Time
out. Okay.
Boop, boop.
-01-003-001-028.000 Right there it is.
Right on campground. And the other ones come up 35,000.
Well, I've got a sworn affidavit signed by the buyer in my office. It sold for $63,000 on May of 2010.
Yeah, the report.
-127, the house next to it, sold for $55,566. The one right beside it sold for $58,900 in March of 2010. I've got the sworn affidavits in my office. Long ways from 30,000 and 40,000. Parcel 25, 27, and 28. Sold in a range of 58 to 63 in 2010.
And seven others of them have sold for under 40,000. On that same strip, right?
Yeah.
I can tell you what an appraiser is going to come up with if he appraises those houses. Somewhere between $35,000 and $40,000 a house.
And I don't have them all, I will tell you that. I don't have all the sales. These are just volunteer sales that come and take them out.
Are they owner finance, straight sales? Don't know.
They're not foreclosures, I can tell you that.
Right, but are they owner finance deals and stuff like that? I mean, that's what you kind of got to look at, too.
That roadhouse.
I'm going to, you know, because of me making my motion upon a statement, I'm going to withdraw my motion.
And the second will have to be withdrawn.
Because you guys can do whatever you want to. I took mine.
I understand.
So
I would make a recommendation to this board that you give these houses a 10% reduction on those first 20 houses.
15 houses?
There were 16 and 4, wasn't there? There was a 4 stand. The 15. 4 was the same way.
15 and 4.
So 15 and 4.
That actually had a vote, though. It would have to be reconsidered.
It would be a 10% reduction.
The 4 you said at $39, that was approved.
Yeah.
You have 15 others. This is the first batch that you all were talking about when I came in.
I can see giving those a 10% reduction. That would be $56,000 off of $57,000, be $51,000. And that's getting down below.
$4,900 and change.
Yeah.
I mean, $49,000 and change.
Right. That would be easier than trying to adjust square footage versus.
And let me make it perfectly clear. I was trying to work with Mr. Creedon on what he presented to do that. I got the wrong number. I made my decision off the wrong number, and so that's the reason I withdrew my.
Well, I personally like.
Would you cancel my 530? Thank you.
And I would, if the chair would entertain it, I would move that we lower these 15 that previously mentioned by 10%. However, the assessor chooses to do it, whatever column, but it's lower 10%.
Is there a second?
I'd like to add something. I'd still like to
square right footage you.
Correct.
Christy, do you still have the numbers that I read a while ago? Okay. Yes, sir?
I'd still like to have the square footages corrected, because that's going to make 5% of the difference.
We'll correct square footage. We'll check 4 or 5, and if our measurement's off, if we find we're off, then we'll do them all.
Okay.
We check 4 or 5 and see within 10 foot, we probably won't.
Well, they're 1,036 square foot, adjusted 1,056.
Motion has been made and seconded to lower the value of the 15 properties that I have previously read to Christy by 10%, total appraised valuation. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Okay, let's move on to...
And one abstention.
4 yea and 1 abstention. Which properties are we moving to now?
On one of those 15 houses, it's the second one on the list, actually is on 2 lots. It's the property number 029039.000. It's on lot 13 and 14. It's split on the lot. Should probably be corrected instead of being billed twice. Don't know. Probably doesn't change the value.
But adjustment would be on the land, wouldn't it? Wouldn't be.
Should be.
Right. You just move the other lot over to it. It gets rid of it on the other end. It doesn't change the value. I didn't know if it needed to be said here.
Okay. We leaving the 4, or we visiting the 4?
If you were under false influence, I believe you should revisit the 4.
I made my motion off of this 39 square foot. I mean,
on total adjusted area.
Yeah, and you guys heard me all make that statement throughout my conversation. So.
And we can do that. It's just not going to come up with the total result you want.
It's going to come up with, let's revisit that.
We still add the extra features. Just not because if you're changing the square foot column, cost per
okay,
bill.
Okay, if we're changing the square foot column and we're changing nothing else,
right.
It's my understanding that total appraised value would be based upon a square foot value that was placed against adjusted
if
base.
That
so,
was the meaning of the motion.
But it may not be, James. So
I see.
I know that we did that earlier, for example, at the promenade, and that's maybe where... He thought we from.
My recommendation to this board is rescind your motion and give a 10% discount on these homes.
I think it'd be cleaner. Motion to reconsider.
Is there a second for a motion to reconsider?
I'll second it.
Yes. Motion's been made and seconded to reconsider the previous motion of $39 per square foot on total adjusted area for 4 before mentioned properties, which were 059, 073, 078, and 079. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay.
Motion
one
to...
One abstention.
Yeah. Motion to reduce those 4 BOE appeal numbers by 10%.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to reduce... The valuation of properties number 059, 073, 078, and 079 by 10%. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
One noted. Girls, have you got that?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I meant to say, ladies, have you got that?
Yes. I can hear.
Next file.
Next one's a 1.
Oh, we like ones. What's the BOE number, Donna?
088.
page 13, looks like.
Mr. Roger, if you're sitting there listening, you're going to have to come down here to help keep this sorted out for me.
0088. I'm going to have a pretty good record for you here, James. No, I wasn't. I'm doing pretty good notes. Okay.
I'll meet with them later and fix it.
Pardon?
I'll meet with them later. We'll fix it.
Lakeshore Hills. All right, we're in the right one. Okay.
I asked that the house be removed from the lot because the house was not completed until this year.
When was the house completed?
May 13th, 2011 is my occupancy permit.
So would we do a partial then?
Well, I'd like to refer back to the first one. The first house I turned in, it sat there for 3 years completed, and it wasn't built till this year. It wasn't one of mine before. So I'd like it removed completely.
Do you have that occupancy permit with you?
Yes.
Roger, you talked to that microphone 30 minutes the other day before we told him it wasn't turned on. So you had lots of orders. I hope you got them all.
That's the only one I heard for me.
I would make a recommendation to this board under Missouri State statutes to apply a proration since Taney County became an occupancy county this year. Steve, they've been waiting to, they voted to do it 2 years ago, but it's during the process. We are occupancy now. To use May 13th date of 2011 as a proration to this value put on this house.
That's according to state statute, right?
Yes.
I got a question, though.
Okay.
How in the county you don't get an occupancy permit?
We can go by White River Electric. We can go by, it's in the statutes. We can go
we
by.
We technically can have the meter on the lot a year before in construction stage. It's the same meter.
It falls back to. Okay.
I'm just asking a question for future reference.
It's much harder.
Okay.
It's much harder, but it's advantage to some.
Okay.
So that would be a.
So moved on BOE 0088.
Prorating the value to May 13th for the year of
this year and then full value next year.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to place a pro rata assessment as of May 13th on BOE number 0088.
Did you add according to state statute on that?
Yeah, and I don't know the number. I apologize.
That's all right. I didn't have to.
Well, I mean, it's occupancy, whatever the occupancy ordinance we passed. Right. So.
I have included
that. I'll amend it.
Sure, that'd be great. Something like that. Sprinkler.
I just put as according to a new state statute. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. Is there an abstention?
No.
No. Okay.
It's going to be complicated.
That's 110 is your next one.
One.
I'm sorry, I was not paying attention to dialogue today.
110.
17932.
Well, kind of.
Okay.
I love the kind of. Everyone know what page this is on?
It's on the last page, Tom.
Thank you.
What time do they submit it? Seriously.
No, seriously. Yeah, we'll have to move it. We'll have to move it.
We'll have to move
us. We thought we'd be dead by 5.
Services?
Yeah, it's supposed to be here. We're going to they're going to have to move it to somewhere else. Conference room?
Conference room.
All right, if you do, I want to post a great big sign put on that right there to say it's being moved so we don't get in a sunshine deal again. Right.
For them.
Can you do that? I don't know how many people they're going to have, but...
I think there's 7 or 8 of them in the
at least. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's...
I was going to be catty, but I won't.
I was too, and I stopped.
You got
it. We didn't say it, we just thought it.
It was all over your face. It was written all over your face.
110.
Give me just a moment. Catching up the rest of these.
Mr. Chairperson.
Yes, sir.
As you know, I came over...
On the Mayflower?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I came over. I've got a situation at my property, but there was nobody here, and I had to make the quorum, and I need to go check on...
I don't know that the Mayflower sails between here and there.
I don't think it's a return. There's no return flight.
Good night.
All right. I called, and I knew that you only had 2, so I run over here, and I've got an emergency situation that I've got to take care of.
We'd have known Jeff and I could have stayed away, right, Jeff?
That's what I was afraid of, reading I didn't call you.
As long as the neighbors take care of your emergency, what's the big deal, man?
What's the issue?
What's the issue?
Are they on their grass?
There's tracks, and I can't find them. They were on the outside.
Danny, go take care of them.
Yeah,
we're fine.
Somebody's
we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I finally got that back.
It's emergency. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Can I go use the restroom?
It's okay.
Thanks.
Did my look funny?
Oh, you did.
Are we taking a break so I can go to the restroom?
Well, yes, sir, we'll do that.
Thank you.
Stand in recess for
5 minutes.